In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizdahl. It is Monday, the 6th of March. Good, as it always is, to have you along, everybody. We're going to start where we ended on Friday. The idea that the pace of the news the past 5 weeks or so has been steady, shall we say. Relentless, others might say. This past weekend was no exception, with the president's unsubstantiated claims that President Obama wiretapped him at Trump Tower during the campaign. We, however, are not going to talk about those tweets. We're just going to use them as a jumping off point for a new series we're starting today with the working title, Squirrel. That is, the idea that the president is redirecting everybody's attention with his tweets so as to distract from news perhaps less favorable to him. Today's examples, the well-off-the-pace hiring in the executive branch. Of the 1,100 or so Senate-confirmed positions the president of the United States has to fill, President Trump has nominated people to just 35 of them. That is according to a handy-dandy tracker from the Washington Post and the Partnership for Public Service. The president has said some of those vacancies are intentional, but they do include several deputy secretaries and undersecretaries, jobs that are key to carrying out his agenda. So Marketplace's Amy Scott gets us going with what that power vacuum might mean for the business of actually governing.
Think of the deputy secretary as a sort of chief operating officer. Terry Girton is CEO of the nonprofit National Academy of Public Administration. Without a second in command, she says,
you have folks at the top with a very particular agenda, but with no way to force that agenda down into the organization.
There are acting deputies in place at Homeland Security and the Pentagon and Treasury Department, but Max Steyer with the Partnership for Public Service likens them to substitute teachers.
They may be terrific teachers, but since they aren't going to be there for the full year, they're not perceived as having real authority, and they don't often act as if they do.
There are several reasons for the delay, says political science professor Grant Reher at Syracuse University. One, he says, is an issue of supply.
A lot of prominent Republicans, the usual suspects, either, I think, are not interested or they were critical of the Trump campaign, and so therefore they're not being looked at.
But Rachel Bovard with the Conservative Heritage Foundation blames Democrats for holding up the confirmation process.
The longer it takes for these guys to be confirmed, the longer it takes for the agencies to be staffed up. I mean, it sort of follows logically that you can't hire the underlings until you have the boss in place.
It's not clear how many underlings Trump even plans to hire. In an interview with Fox News last week, the president called hundreds and hundreds of jobs in the federal government, in his words, totally unnecessary. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.